Difference with our Make a Difference team. Genevieve Tudor is with us now.
Thanks, Adam. What a beautiful idea. That was truly lovely. Anyway, moving on to another lady who's making a difference or can help make a difference, I hope. I met this lady last year with her Helping Handbags campaign, putting together handbags containing necessities for women who maybe had had to leave home very quickly for various reasons. Now, she has a plea. She wants you to do something for her.
Hi, my name is Helen Harvey. I'm a member of the Reconstructionists. Obviously, you know, we're committed to helping women who are victims of domestic violence and domestic abuse. We were involved in sort of going into courts and looking at how those cases were being managed. But of course, with lockdown, that's all gone by the wayside. We are trying to sort of keep contacts going. And one thing that you can do as an individual is, have you lost contact with a friend recently, or even in the past quite a while ago? Maybe you were good friends or good work colleagues, and that person may have got a new boyfriend, a new husband, who was so attentive, so kind, always phoning up, always there to pick them up, always sort of in contact with them, checking on how they are. Well, sometimes that can be nice, romantic behaviour, but sometimes it can be controlling behaviour. And you may have found that gradually, little by little, that your friend has lost contact with you. So what I would like to do is ask people, if you find that sort of rings a bell with you, ring up that friend or send them an email, contact them on WhatsApp, Facebook, anything. Just get back in contact. It may be that they're having a lovely life and everything's fine and you can have a chat and that's great. You may, though, just maybe have a contact with a woman who is solely isolated and is at this moment in time suffering from domestic violence, domestic abuse, coercive control. And you may be that one little lifeline that helps them.
That is a very, very good piece of advice, Helen. Have you done that yourself? Is that something you've tried?
I have been in contact with old friends, and thankfully they're all very well, looking back the wine. Some have got divorced and moved on. But, I've made a couple. It's been great just catching up on people that, you know, sometimes you think, whatever happened to them? And it's nice, you know, just to be in contact. But, you know, you still don't know behind that what is going on in their lives, and just talking to you may be that little lift that they need.
Are you going to be helping handbags again at the end of the year?
Oh, we certainly will, and we actually found we had such a wonderful response this year. We did have some stock left over, and we've been able to take that to the food banks to help women in need, and also a few bags via Citizens Advice for women, you know, that are really hard up at this moment in time, and unfortunately the tampons and things like that fall to the bottom of the pile when it comes to grocery shopping.
If anybody is donating to food banks, don't forget sanitary items are also on the list.
Absolutely.
Helen, thanks very much indeed. Helen Harvey from Reconstructionists saying just